Welcome to Your Soul's Revival, illuminating the path of transitions and spiritual growth in midlife. I'm Tina Meadows, your host. With 29 years as an IT executive, 18 years as a shamanic practitioner, and 15 years as a life coach, I've guided countless women through the profound shifts and transitions that midlife brings. This is a time to reconnect with your authentic self, reignite your passions, and embrace the spiritual wisdom that can transform your life from the inside out. Each week, we'll explore topics that support your midlife journey, from navigating emotional and physical changes to discovering the power of your intuition and the mind-body-spirit connection. Together, we'll uncover tools and insights to help you thrive during this sacred season of life. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Your Soul's Revival. Welcome back to Your Soul's Revival, the space where we explore the deeper layers of spiritual growth and personal transformation, especially for women navigating the sacred transition of midlife. In today's episode, I want to shine a light on a common blind spot, one that might be holding you back more than you realize. It's the moment you hear something familiar and think, I already know that. Maybe it's a truth you've heard in a book or read in a book or heard in a podcast or even from your own intuition, but instead of leaning in, you tune it out. And here's the thing, most of us know a lot in our heads, but knowing something mentally isn't the same as embodying it. Today, we're going to talk about why that matters, especially in midlife, and how to recognize the difference between intellectual understanding and integrated wisdom. I'll share a story, offer some reflection questions, and give you some tools to help you bridge the gap between knowing and living what you know. So if you've ever found yourself stuck, even though you should know better, this episode is for you. We've all done it. We hear someone say something we've heard or read before, and we think to ourselves, I know that, and we just tune out. Maybe that's your friend talking about eating well, and you think, I know that. And you disregard everything that comes next, even though you aren't eating very well yourself, and may even have some of the same issues, symptoms, preferences as the person talking. You might even have learned something if you had just been open to it. Or you're reading a book, and the topic of meditation comes up. You've read books on meditation. You've even tried it a time or two. You think, I already know all about meditation, or I know how to do it, but I'm not good at that. And again, you just disregard it. Why do we do this? Well, on one hand, it's a protection mechanism. We don't want to admit that we didn't learn something, quote unquote, well enough the first time for it to take. This is sometimes due to another reason we deflect the learning opportunity, which is fatigue. We're constantly barraged with new information all the time in today's society. We're in the information age, and that means information is literally all around us and at our fingertips all day long. It's exhausting, and we deflect so that we can have a rest. Another reason we do this is efficiency. We pick and choose our learning moments based upon where we think we'll get the bigger payoff. In this case, we quickly check the database that is our brain, and our brain says that we already know something. So we deflect that in favor of something else. But this doesn't mean that this is the right choice or the choice that will serve you in the best way. Just because we've heard something or read about something before, that doesn't mean you've learned everything about it. That would be like saying that you read a book to your toddler about how to walk, and that would be enough for the toddler to walk. Or your child reading a book about playing baseball would be enough for them to play baseball. There's a difference between knowing and understanding, between knowledge and embodiment. There's even a difference between having insight and creating the behavior change based upon that insight. One is head knowledge, and the other is embodied understanding. We all know that establishing boundaries is important, However, setting them and holding them is much more challenging. This is the difference between head knowledge and embodied understanding. The Asaro tribe of Indonesia and Papua New Guinea has a beautiful saying, "Knowledge is only a rumor until it lives in the muscle." This is the ultimate understanding of what I'm talking about here. And I know it can push lots of buttons to hear it, but the reality is, until we learn to integrate the knowledge into our bodies, to allow it to move from our heads into our full being, into our muscle, as the Asaro tribe says, we don't yet embody that knowledge. Embodiment requires that we allow the knowledge to impact our choices and our actions. It requires that we have gained a level of integrated wisdom that informs our whole life. In midlife, women often carry a lifetime of knowledge, but still feel unfulfilled or misaligned. Why? Because many concepts have not been fully digested or practiced. We've been introduced to many concepts, but we haven't necessarily had the time or the focus to work with them in ways that would build integration or embodiment. That means we have blind spots in the form of things we think we know, but we haven't yet embodied. These can take so many forms, such as the people-pleasing you know is bad, but you fall into the habit of doing anyway. And when somebody talks about it, that people-pleasing and how to get over it, maybe you just want to tune out because you're like, I already know people-pleasing is bad. I mean, just listen to what it's called. It's called people-pleasing. Of course, that's not what I want to be doing. But we still have this tendency to believe that we have this integrated wisdom and that we can tune out because we're at a level where maybe we are not. Or maybe we look at over-functioning behaviors that burn you out. Same story here. Or self-sacrifice as a mom or a spouse or a leader, such that your needs are never met. And saying yes when you mean no, or even setting boundaries that you fail to keep. What are the things you know, but fall into the trap of again and again anyway? Where do you feel like you're spinning your wheels despite knowing better? Those are the real questions. Those are the journaling prompts, if you will. How do you move from knowing to truly integrating and embodying? First, start to notice what information you push away, especially if it's coming from a place of, I already know this. Many of you are going to push it away because it's what you need. Weird, huh? But there's a part of you that wants the status quo, and that means you don't want anything that questions the status quo. So that means you push away the things that could help you the most. I remember teaching a workshop once, one of those really rich, insightful sessions where the energy in the room was super high and people were having a lot of aha moments. During a break, a woman came up to me and with a kind smile, she said, "This is great, but I already know all of this." And I paused for a second, not because I was offended or taken aback, but because I was genuinely curious. I said, "That's wonderful. So what brought you here today if you already know all of this?" She thought about it for a moment, and then we had a conversation, one of the types of conversations that gently kind of uncover something that hasn't previously been seen. Yes, she knew the concepts. Yes, she had heard some of the teachings before, but there was one area of her life where she hadn't actually integrated any of it, and that was her relationship with her spouse. There was a disconnect, some tension that kept showing up, even though she was doing all this inner work elsewhere in her life. And as we talked, it became clear that this was her blind spot. It wasn't that she didn't know how to communicate or how to hold compassion or set boundaries. It's that she wasn't living it in that particular relationship. She ended up coaching with me after that, and over time, something beautiful happened. That area of her life, the one that had felt like a constant source of stress, started to soften. And she began to show up differently, more grounded, more open. And today she's experiencing a level of harmony in that relationship that once felt so out of reach for her. It's such a powerful reminder that knowing is not the same thing as embodying. And sometimes the places we say, I already know that, are the very places we need to revisit with new eyes, a beginner's heart and mind, and the willingness to apply what we know in the places it actually matters the most. We're not always in workshop mode though, right? And there isn't a coach at your side throughout each day, at least I'm assuming not. So once you've identified an area where you already know that, slow down and revisit what you think you already know. Practice a little bit of presence. Sit with the information quietly, maybe even meditatively. Can you bring your body, emotions, and spirit into the insight? Can you ask some inward questions about why this might be showing up for you in the moment? Create some space for experimentation and imperfection. So, like, what questions or what actions could you take that might build towards embodiment in this area? Be playful with it. Get some support. So if you feel like this is a true blind spot after some reflection, get some support from a coach, a therapist, circles that reflect back to you your blind spots. And lastly, use the trigger as a reminder, not a failure, that you're still learning. We're all constantly learning. I want to be learning and growing until the day I die, because that's what it means to me to be alive, to be taking in new information, sorting through it, making use of it. Growth and learning is living. Stagnation, defined as the state of not flowing or moving and lack of activity, growth, or development, stagnation, it leads to death. So being in a state of still learning is actually a wonderful thing. From a shamanic lens, true wisdom is circular. It's layered and deepens over time. This is the reason you revisit certain themes throughout your life. It isn't to make you feel bad or like a failure. It's the normal process of accumulation of wisdom. It's an opportunity towards deeper embodiment. Many spiritual traditions return to foundational teachings again and again, not always to relearn, although it can give the opportunity for that, but to deepen the learning, to deepen the embodiment. Spiritual growth in midlife often requires revisiting the basics from a new level of awareness, from the wisdom accumulated to this midlife juncture. This paves the way for you to shape how you spend the rest of your life and the impact you wish to have. I encourage you to take some moments to reflect on this episode, maybe asking yourself or journaling about, what truth do I know but not live? And where do I dismiss repetition instead of using it to deepen? Re-engage with practices you may have set aside to understand if they may be just what is needed to nourish this phase of your life. Most of all, I encourage you to give yourself grace, to cultivate a heart of acceptance and patience with the beautiful unfoldment of your integrated process and your path overall. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I hope this episode helped you slow down and reconsider some of the wisdom you already carry, because you do carry so much. The question isn't always what more you need to learn, but what you're ready to live. If something in this episode stirred something in you today, I invite you to download the free journaling worksheet in the show notes. It's a beautiful way to gently explore your own blind spots and take the next step towards deeper embodiment. And if you found this episode helpful, It would mean the world to me if you would share it with a friend or leave a review to help others find their way to this space. Remember, the journey isn't about perfection. It's about presence. You don't have to master everything overnight. Just stay curious, stay open, and trust that every time you return to what you think you know, you have the chance to discover it, integrate it, and embody it in a new way. Until next time, take good care of your soul.